Looks like you guys have made it. That was wow. You guys made it. I kind of imagine in pretty record time here, Captain. It was a pretty good idea heading through the drift. We shaved off a lot of time, and heck, if we could figure out what this thing is, we might be home and get done with the job within a week.
Oh, that's the dream.
Indeed, it looks like, as you break apart the rocks here, the seam kind of breaks away. There is a fissure between this rocks that looks constructed, is a space large enough for your ship to enter and land. Room to spare, indeed. You can just Nova Rush in.
I'll take us in.
Indeed, it looks like a large
just a
pocket in between. You
a see prison the pocket, one might say.
You look through the ship's viewports and it looks like a constructed space station. It does not look like rock on the inside.
It smells awful.
Oh boy. We got in the weeds, as you will. But yeah, Captain Concierge is amazing enough for everyone. He's like, whoa! I did not expect to find that. I thought we were just going to be mining this thing. Oh, what? It's some kind of facility between these two rocky, cheeky.
Okay, I'll stop. Sorry.
Butts.
I'll say it. Everyone was thinking it.
Captain Concierge is like in front of the holographic display of this thing. It's like, come on, look at it. We've all got them. Yeah, why don't you make me a magical check or a physical science lore, mining lore kind of thing? I'll tell you what you can figure out from just the outside here, looking in at this. Anyone can roll it.
So 23 Arcana. Well done, Drew.
Okay, nice. Pretty good. Does anybody want to aid with a magical skill? Because Drew has rolled very well. Normally, you will have to aid beforehand, but I didn't call that out to tell you.
Try.
Sure.
Nope.
A fail, but not a critical fail, so you're not subtracting anything. Rebecca, is Tavra willing to pray?
I mean, I have religion. I was going to ask, can I mix religion with Arcana?
Yeah. In this case? Okay, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, religion is sort of my magical skill, but
go right ahead.
All right, let's see what I can do. 17.
That is a success, not enough to turn Ulithal's success into a critical success, but is enough indeed to, as you're looking at this, Drew, to realize this is not perhaps what you might expect of like two asteroids hitting each other and fusing. As you're looking at this space here, it seems like they have indeed, the two asteroid halves, been precisely placed on either side of what looks like a space station in the middle. There's no damage here.
Like two Christmas hams just right next to each other.
It looks like they've built this crack.
Well, as you take a look at it, indeed, it seems like it was not constructed. This kind of engineering would require magical manipulation. This is, not something you see every day is asteroids utilized like this. So indeed, there's a magical component, magical stuff. Yeah, you can put down the ship. Lucartis can land you, and I can reveal that you guys have 7 navigation points. No, 8, because I think that one counts as well, this last skill check.
Nice.
Oops. Copy this. Look at them. Look at all these little coins you got. It's more than one for each of you, so I think this is pretty good success. Right, so Captain Concierge will be the first to say, it's like, well, you guys did a great job getting here. I'm really surprised. I heard you didn't work together really before this job, but I mean, yeah, I've got to know you over the last couple of days. I'm pretty impressed. I gotta say it. I'm impressed. I can remain on comms with you, but I can't really leave the ship. Are you willing to go explore this station and see if you can find where the signal's coming from?
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Definitely. While we're out, I want you to download as much information as you can from this facility. I want you to back that asteroid up.
Oh, man. It should be the name of the episode. Back that asteroid up. Yeah. Are you guys willing to suit up? Get ready for some adventure?
Yes.
Do it. Put on the gear.
Mm-hmm. What's this montage look like? I mean, we've seen you use your weapons things before, but everyone's taken, I'm guessing, just about all your gear with you. Did anyone besides Tyler, who bought a grappling gun, buy anything? You kind of knew you were going out on this rocky adventure. Anything you think you might have needed?
In addition to my Doshko, I also have a cross bolter, just in case.
Cool.
All I need is my mind.
Okay.
That was a sound effect. He didn't say that. That was the sound effect that happened when he did that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there?
Oh, you know what I forgot to buy is a rope. I have no rope.
Oh.
I have a grapple thing. It shoots like with cable. I mean, we're set.
Okay, good.
I don't know why I answered that in character.
Is there?
I forgot to buy rope.
Is there any air inside of this facility?
You're not in the facility yet. You're in kind of like a large docking bay, if you will, like a huge empty space between
there's no air right here right now.
There is not, no. So require.
Oh, guys, I'm going to be so worthless. I've made the wrong character.
I forgot we were doing a space adventure.
We'll figure it out. Time to hold hands. It's the buddy system.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. I need someone to walk behind me and just like tap me on the shoulder when it's time to shoot the gun.
Right, as you get kitted up, Captain Concierge is waiting by the Nova Rush's airlock, the back airlock, giving you three arms in salute. And indeed, as the docking ramp kind of extends, you hear like a thud from your ship, from your hull, and the hiss of the pressurization can be felt, perhaps heard, as the seal hardens and you're opened up out into your barren ramp leads down to a fairly empty space where you see kind of mechanical looking airlock door in this space station. Indeed, it is very far from being a modern kind of design. It seems to rely on an antique wheel lock door, and it has to be manually turned in order to open or close it here.
That's what I do best.
I do the manual stuff. But yeah, you guys have a chance to look around this space station, this area here. If you have any skill checks you'd like to make, anything you think is relevant as you're walking around, let me know.
Can we just do a general perception?
Yeah. Yeah, general check. Go right ahead. If you have a lore check or something to drill in. So with the general perception, you don't see anything. You don't see any signs of anyone having used this anytime soon, Lethal. There's definitely no other objects or creatures in this bay. As you are looking down at your kind of computer sensors here, I think you are able to tell that the technomagical code that was being broadcast is strongest here, but is still pretty far away from this side of the station. Perhaps it is deeper inside, but it is a lot stronger. But what did your character use before to try and society check or yeah to, de- it was a to decode society
check? Yeah, but I could also do arcana or occultism.
Why don't you give me another arcana check?
You got it. 16.
Okay, I think that is enough to decipher now some of the words coming out of this message, now that you have a stronger signal, getting past some of the static that was the probe picked up. Indeed, a couple of words that have the same kind of base as modern Eoxian, you decipher the words distress and shift, specifically those two words.
Lucardus kind of mumbles to himself, and he's like, and they all said that taking a literal dead language was not worth the time. Those fools.
I mean, clearly, though, this is talking about distressed genes and their shift at the gap. So we're okay.
Well, now that you mention it, between your peeking around this area here and looking at this technomagical code, looking at the old kind of design of this station, this is probably centuries old, maybe even older than the gap. This could be a source of ancient technology or magicka. If indeed it was made with magic, Drew, I think something Ulitha would be very interested in. Very interested indeed. Tavra, are you cracking open this manual door here?
Yes.
Do you want to use athletics?
Yes, please. I really hope I don't fail at this. That would be embarrassing. All right, that's 24.
You roll a one and your arms just snap off. No! Oh, no. No, this is a critical success. You're able to just turn this wheel. After you unstick it a little bit, you can move this thing with one hand and keep your weapon in your other and allow everyone to move through into a new map. New map area. Very large space. Hopefully you guys can see your characters kind of towards the bottom. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Good. Yeah, as you see your ship disappear behind this door, this rudimentary airlock splays open and reveals a second door in front of you, this large area here. But as you guys are moving around here, there's something nearby that kind of moves and darts in the shadows of this space. Let us roll into the initiative turn order. Bump, 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 bump. Well, we've got two natural 20s, dually natural 20s for initiative from first Drew and then Miles. You guys were alert.
Yeah. There. Watch how well it does for us to have these.
Well, I think you're going to be able to see. I mean, I have not rolled my initiative yet for whatever this is, but I can tell you, do I have to roll 20 as well? I mean, I'm sure I will, but let's see. What's the actual number? No, I can roll a 19 and perhaps beat you. Let me just roll and I'll tell you what happens next. Well, 13 will not do it, but that is enough for the two of you who roll 20s to see a lot of movement on the periphery of your vision. Down low, a lot of very small creatures. But before we start this combat, I want to try something different. This series, give you guys every once in a while some choices and customizations for how you would like your combats in this game. This combat can be a simple to an easy to a difficult or severe kind of fight. And depending on what difficulty you pick, will give you either a guaranteed hero point or a potential for a hero point. So if you want to do a simple one, simple combat, and that is pretty much what is in the book, you may be awarded a hero point upon completion of the fight. Not guaranteed. There's secret mathematics behind whether or not you'll get it. Quick question, who has a hero point right now?
I have one?
I think I do.
Okay, it's marked on your character sheet, so...
I just didn't go back to listen to the first episode, whether I used it there or not.
Have we only gotten one so far?
We've gotten two.
Okay, then yeah.
I know I've used one.
I used one. Yeah.
I've definitely used all mine.
We got one back. So
yeah, I
got
one. Yeah, just keep them marked on your character sheet. If you want to have a medium difficulty fight, you will definitely get another hero point at the end of the combat. So at the end of this combat, another hero point. So you can know if you want to use one of yours in this fight. But if you choose a hard combat, pretty much as hard as I'm legally allowed to make it, you will get a hero point before this combat starts. You'll get an immediate hero point right now to use in this combat or save it if it's actually not that hard, which that is also a possibility.
Do we also get one at the end?
No.
Hmm. Do we get more XP? For
medium.
Or do we get more XP, or are we doing
you get so much milestones. More XP, but we are doing milestone.
So it doesn't really matter. Okay.
No, if we played the Crown of the Kobold King, Jabert and I, and it was XP based, and I enjoyed it. It was a lot of math, but it was there were some questions of like, can we go back out to the forest and fight some wolves kind of things to level up? How close are we to leveling up? I've got a little straw poll here. Does this work? Yeah, easy, medium, hard. You want to guys vote?
Oh yeah, let's do it.
Vote in secret, or you can talk. I don't really know. This is, like I said, it's new for the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, look at what you made this so nice.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
Sorry, mine just opened up the straw poll image, so hang on.
Yeah.
Did my vote go through?
I'm creating multiple IP addresses so that I can vote many, many times.
Oh, it looks like it's IP-based, and it looks like maybe either me or Rebecca gets to vote, but not both of us.
I already voted, so.
Oh, Drew, what is your vote? You can DM it to me secretly.
I'll just say medium. Yep. I'll say medium because.
Okay, that's three votes for medium and two for
you were
hard.
The tiebreaker vote, Drew.
You were the tiebreaker, Drew. Oh. So that means at the end of this combat, you will get a hero point. So you guys know, you know, you can potentially use one now in this fight if you are worried about not having one later. So I don't know if we'll do that for every combat. I don't know if you will enjoy this, but it's something to try out because, you know, and I'm doing this after your roll initiative because you pretty much know that you'll have a little bit of an advantage here with two natural 20s. You see scurrying along the edges of this large entrance area, this past the airlock kind of entryway to the space station. What looks like small glinting creatures, red eyes, little silver reflective bodies,
underpants,
scurrying over one another. It looks like indeed a host of rats, but they are roboticized, metallic little guys. Let me show
Robo rats.
What we're looking at here. Bum, bum, bum.
Clockwork.
Rat bots.
Yeah. Kind of looks like.
Does he have a little sword on his back like a Ninja Turtle?
Gears.
I think that's a little antenna.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. It kind of looks like a sword to me.
Communication. Who knows?
Or is it a lit? I also thought antenna.
Okay. Is it a lit match?
It might be closer to that. With a medium combat, you have decided to fight not one, not two, but seven of these rat creatures. Robotic rats.
How much is hard?
Nine.
Yeesh.
You're probably going to be kicking yourself if you didn't do hard after you start murderizing these things. We are in initiative turn order. Go ahead. Hethayun, you are first. You see these things scurrying on the outside of this room. They're kind of keeping close to the walls, but as you kind of turn up and close the door behind you, you see a lot of them kind of looking in your direction.
Okay. I'm going to be photomatuned.
Excellent.
And let me take a all right, and so Athean's just gonna saunter up to the northwest here and attack the nearest cat.
Your cat attacking a rat. What could be more natural?
We're so staring
into this world. This world.
It's a 24 to hit.
I'm liking that.
More realistic than. I mean, something must go like, you must be like.
Something must go splat.
It must be like a feral reaction, just like, meow.
Must destroy.
Great. 24 is a critical hit. Yeah.
Ooh.
18 on the dice. Pretty good.
That's what you want. Yeah, so when I successfully strike a creature with my solar weapon, I get to deal additional fire damage equal to half my level, which is one. The solar weapon casts bright light in a 5-foot radius.
Oh. Well, good news. It looks like you have rolled enough to destroy this first one. So, splat. Bad news is you have one more action, and you're not next to another one. So,
wow. That's the badness, I see.
You can make a potentially a ranged attack if you'd like, but...
I don't know. That one looks like within 10 feet from me.
Oh, you have reach. I forgot. Yes.
Yeah.
Go right ahead if you want to make a second attack.
Woohoo!
Two.
Oh, womp womp.
Six. That is going to be a miss with the flail. Ulithal, Drew, you are second. What would you like to do?
Is there anything I can roll to see if I can identify anything about these rats?
Indeed. I thought you'd never ask, Drew. I believe nature, believe it or not.
What?
Or arcana. Yes, nature or arcana.
Oh, then let's go arcana, baby.
All day, every day.
19.
Every day we be arcana-ing. Yeah, so that is enough to know, indeed, identify these as scrap rats, a mechanical nuisance that has only popped up in the last few months, half a year since Octurn's destruction. Folks indeed have theorized perhaps they are awakened by the newborn psychic keening. And some, yeah, think they're connected all over the universe. What would you like to know about a scrap rat, Drew?
What sort of things can I learn?
You know, same thing in Starfinder first edition, special abilities, defense.
Can I do resistances?
Attacks. I can tell you they have zero resistances. Look at that. None. Zip. Zilch. Zilch. And nothing. They are pretty toyetic in while they have kind of like a metal case. A lot of their moving parts are on the outside, so a good thwack will destroy them.
Okay, awesome. Are these two like
a thwack attack will destroy that bric-a-brac?
are this one and this one within a 5-foot range of each other, or not because they're small?
Yeah, I mean they're within a 5-foot burst. If that's what you're asking.
Okay, awesome. Another question: does rolling that arcana count as one of my actions for the purposes?
Yes.
It does. Yes, it doesn't. Tui. Okay.
It does. That's great. The great question to ask.
Well, shoot. Oh well. Then I am going to use Void Warp on this closest scrap rat here on the east.
Void Warp, you say? You're warping the void, you say?
Yes.
To shreds, you say?
Well, maybe not, because I don't think that rolled properly.
Is this a? Oh, this is
It's not an attack roll. It's a fort save.
Oh, that's what I thought. I was like, why are you rolling at all, buddy? Fortitude saves for void damage. Okay, let me roll for both of these critters.
It's just the one.
Let me roll for this one critter. A 13 on the dice on fortitude. What is your DC?
Spell DC is 17.
I have rolled just a success, so it takes half damage. It looks like you've rolled a 5.
Yes.
So this one here?
The one farthest east, south, southeast.
One closest to you. Okay. That one. All right. Couple points of damage on that as you see tendrils kind of pop up out of the wall and floor near it. Little shadowy bits trying to pull it apart. Indeed, it does seem to have some kind of... I mean, it looks like a robot, but it seems to have some kind of life to it, as these things do kind of jump on it, these little tendrils.
They want to live.
Okay, that will take us to their turn, I believe. Yep, I rolled pretty high. I've got a bunch of these little suckers, so I think everyone's getting at least one, right? They're going to have to move a few ways here and there. Doot, doot, doot. We're going to get a couple on Hethayun, and just kind of rush the rest of these bad boys in. Falk, and this one's going to stop here because he's closest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nope. Someone's got to move twice to get to Ulithal, the one that you attacked, Drew. So I'm going to make that first attack against you, Drew. And it is they're coming in with a what looks like a scrappy looking tail, and you see it glinting. It's like razor blade sharp. So let's see.
So you got that going for you.
I'm familiar with tail blades, Patrick. Tail blades on rats is kind of something I'm familiar with.
Have you? I don't think you ever had that. Scrappy tail is the name of the attack. We gotta love it. Agile and finesse. Ooh, sounds good. All right, Drew, first attack is a natural 16, a 22.
Well, that's going to hit.
No crit, of course. Of course. And we're talking about 5 points of damage.
Well, I hate that.
Two moved forward. This one had to move twice, I believe, for Tavra Zolvin. So this will be a single attack against you, Rebecca. 15, this is a 21 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, alrighty. Minimum damage, 3 points of damage. This one can attack twice. Lacartus, this one that moved straight away from the wall to you. So I'll do that back to back here. All right, we got a 4 on the first attack, which is a miss. And a 18 on the second is a 20 a hit.
Yes.
Okay, and I'll roll some damage for you too. Max damage, 6 points of slashing.
I knew you liked Rebecca more than me, but I didn't realize it was this bad.
Scrappy tail. This one had to move twice to get to you, Zeldin. So one single attack. 4 is going to be a miss. And then.
Oh no, I got a pretty low AC.
I don't think it can be that low. Unless you got some negatives.
No. I do have negative dex.
Oh no. What is your AC?
14, so
not that low.
Okay.
These two on Hethaeun only had to move once, so we're getting a couple attacks from both of them. Miles. First set is an 18. Does an 18 hit?
Let me check. Yes.
Okay, that's one hit there for 6 points of damage, max damage. And the second rat is going to come up. They're not quite coordinated enough to flankety. And that is an 18 and a does a 17 hit.
Yes.
That is 2 hits for this other scrappy rat.
Good night.
And that is a 4 and 5, 9 points total there.
Okay.
Still up?
Yep.
The cat's a monster.
In the name of Charles Entertainment Cheese, this has to stop.
He can't keep getting away with it being the coolest character on the podcast. He can't keep getting away. Wow, man. Solarians are built like tanks. I forgot they're con-based. Is that right? No.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so funky. Lacartus, we are on to you next. Got a whole bunch of rats to kill.
Sure. Lacartus will aim and punch at the one that is menacing Olafowl.
Appreciate
right behind you.
Now, do you kill rats or is it just humanoid characters?
No, I don't. Lacartus doesn't kill anything.
So you're going to kidney punch this rat?
Except this mood.
I'm actually going to go for a lumbar spine shot. I'm going to try to just. I'm just going to try to paralyze this rat for all eternity.
I won't kill them, but I'll make their life a living hell.
Yeah. You sound like Batman right now. And like, I won't kill them, but I will put them in a hospital for the rest of their life. Okay, 19 is a hit.
19. All right. Is a hit. 6 damage.
Oh, did you say that you were aiming first, or is that...
Yes. Is
that a given? Okay, you aimed for it, and a very precise strike lets this one... It's not dead, but it is unconscious.
All right.
You crack its back quite expertly, good sir.
Sweet.
Third action.
I will wheel around and then just no aim, just regular strike at the one menacing myself. And this one... I think we'll go for a what's another just a liver punch.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't roll second. I forgot the button, so that's only going to be
It doesn't matter, 15. It's a hit.
Oh, okay. 3 damage. I did not roll. Okay. I rolled minimum damage.
All right. It is still up and is looking like it wants to swing that tail once more at you, but that is your turn, Zeldin. Jabert, we're on to you. You've got maybe the biggest rat of them all came straight for you for some reason.
Oh boy.
Just the icon that I made the largest. Here you go. better see what they look like.
Oh boy.
I'll differentiate this one. This one will also face left to right instead of right to left. Figure out how to do that.
All right.
Well, let's see here. Yeah, I think I'm just going to try to blast it with an Eldritch Lance. I smell you, Robo Rat, and I blast you.
Whoa!
Cosmic crit. Boy, howdy. It's been so long. I think this is the first critical hit of the podcast. Is that right?
Goodness.
Is that right?
I think I had one in the first episode.
Did Thayun just have one? Or do you mean
a natural 20 crit hit? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we are going to.
This is a cosmic crit, by the way.
Yeah, max damage. I think a dirt crit would have done. I still would like to shout out our amazing Patreon supporters. Hopefully folks are checking out our advanced content on Patreon. If you're listening to this on the regular feed, you have a few more months of this podcast that you could be listening to right now, and our audience helps pay for all the stuff that this this podcast has generated over the years. Websites, subscriptions, hardware, hard attack, all that good stuff. So let me think. We're recording this at the beginning of the month, so I have a ton of people that were supporting us just today. So hey, let's start off with one of our good friends over on the Patreon, Double Doge. Thank you so much for your support over the years. A cosmic crit for you. Mm-hmm. This critical damage can't be right.
It's a lot. I rolled 2 sixes on 2d6.
Well, it looks like the map says it's a d12, but
no, it rolled 12.
I mean, regardless, it's very dead, but let's also, because this is a magic
24 damage. I'm going to say it out loud. 24 damage.
It's so much.
A single rat.
It's so much.
Y'all, we should have gone for the extra hard one.
I was about to say, I mean, depending on how you roll, this combat could have gone very differently.
I mean, it could still go very differently. We're not done rolling.
Don't count us out yet. We could fumble this in an instant.
The bomb or spell crit hit cards are so fun, but almost none of them are very useful if you're just outright killing something. This one's very fun. Here we go. This one's called Now You See Me. You become invisible until the end of your next turn, or until you use a hostile action. As you obliterate this rat, there's a magic blowback. And you're kind of like covered in a shimmering field of electricity and magic that renders you kind of blended in with the background wall here.
Yeah.
And that's only two actions, right?
Yeah. I guess I was going to put up a shield as my last one, but if they can't see me, I don't know, but maybe they can smell me. I'll put up a shield.
I love it.
Smelling enemies. That sounds ridiculous. You see how crazy you are?
You're the John Cena of space dogs, Jabert.
Three rats down, four to go. Tavra, you are for last in the initiative turn order. What would you like to do?
About time. Tavra is going to raise her Doshko. And
you say that every time it's your turn.
About time.
Well, I'm always like last in the turn order. So, sucks. Sucks being a non-dex character. Okay, here comes Doshko hit. It's a 12. Aww.
Oh, Rebecca. It's a good thing you guys chose moderate. You got a hero point before. No, wait. You get one after. But you have one, so you know that you will get one back if you want to use.
I do have one. You know what? I'll use it.
You have two attacks left.
Hey, don't tell her how to play your character.
Negative. Okay, do it, Tyler? Rebecca.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
This is why don't listen to him. Happens.
It's so much worse.
It always happens. Gosh.
All right. Unfortunately, hero point down, but you got two more actions left. So here come the
not gonna do me any good.
No, the third one is gonna be gonna blow your mind.
Believe it or not, 18 on the third attack. A 14. That is a hit.
Booyah! Oh, wow.
You're just swinging wildly.
Damage.
Well, it's dead. Oh, that's hilarious. In your last attack, you're like resting your weapon on the ground to catch a breather, and you squish it.
Yep. Sounds right.
Round number two, Hethaeun, you've got two of these little ratties right in front of you.
Yep. So I'm gonna try to attack one of these guys. The one right in front of me, directly mm-hmm. in front of me.
Sure.
And it's a 15 to hit.
That's a hit.
All right, it's 3 damage.
Still up.
And I can't remember if that's is that a critical condition? The target is not prone unless they succeeded a reflex save.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm. No. All right. Well, number two. Squash again.
Ooh, that's a crit. Natural 20.
What is going on?
And another shout out to a Patreon supporter on the Franken patron level or above. Someone that has been with us for the last few years. Thank you so much, Joshua, for your support on the Patreon. You get a Miles crit, a Thayun crit here. Your first natural 20 in combat, I believe, Miles, of the mm-hmm. series one. Let's get, you're doing piercing damage.
With solar flail.
Yeah, what kind of damage did you choose for your flail? I forget if you did bludgeoning or.
What did I choose?
Well, I'm put it in your macro in the future, but
tell yeah, me I will.
What you want now?
A bludgeoning's fine.
Do, 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 do.
I thought I put it somewhere.
This one's called Roundhouse. Make one additional attack against a foe adjacent to the original target using the same. Same attack modifier, so this will be your second attack still, but it's a free attack.
Oh,
one's very dead. All right, and you have a third action if you want to make a third attack. This will be at a minus.
Oh man,
yeah, miss. So we've got
all right, hero point
on the third attack. I would advise against it, but Ulithal goes before the scrap rats. There are two of these left. Drew, what does our magic user have to throw?
So the other one that is menacing Hethaeun, let's hit it with a caustic blast.
This is an attack roll, right?
It is a...
Nope, it's a reflex save. Okay. Basic reflex for the scrap rat. Reflex is their best. And once again, it's DC 17.
Yep.
Let's roll some double digits here. 15 is going to be a success. So it will take, you've already rolled it, so half damage, 4 points of acid damage, and it is going to survive to its turn unless you have a third action. Is there anything else you want to do?
Don't have anything I can attack with. You know what? I can get this back if I spend 10 minutes. So we're gonna hit it with my sword. My sword is going to fly across the room.
Slow boy.
So 17 to hit.
Single action thrust of your sword. Yes, this counts as your first attack for the turn. That is a hit, and that one's dead.
My sword pops
squash.
Back.
Squash. Oh, yeah, we talked about that. 500-foot range. I think you got it here, this 30-foot room. All right, there's just a single rat left on its turn. Start of turn two for the rat. So it is right next to Lacardus. It's going to try to eat Tyler.
He's going to do it. You're going to kill me. Stop it.
Ooh, 10 on the
monster.
Dice is a 16 hit.
No, right, gotta do better.
Roll my second attack. I'm gonna try. Is a wait, 2 better, I think. Is a 18 a hit?
Just a hit.
Yeah.
No, don't
kill
me.
Can I use retributive strike?
Do you have range? Reach?
I do because of nimble reprisal, which allows me to take a 5-foot step before using the ability.
Okay. Oh, I believe you. You do take 3 points of damage, Tyler, but go ahead and use your reaction.
Oh, my God. This character sucks.
No, 3 on the dice.
Sure. Let's see. Wait. Let's scroll back up to that damage you did when you actually got a hit.
I was about to say, I think you're just better.
Holy crap. 13.
She's better at big creatures. You
yes,
know?
But your one hit would be better than like 4 of mine. So don't right, sweat the number.
3 points of tail blade damage. It's going to try to make a third desperate tail attack.
I need you to flumble.
14 is not going to hit.
No.
Not going to hit. And that will do it. Take us to your turn, Tyler.
Rebecca, do you want me to hold until after your turn and then you can try to kill the rat? Or
no, it's fine. Okay, you can do it.
I'll aim. And this time around, I'm just going to try to give this one a really bad concussion that will leave it with permanent brain damage for the rest of its life.
You don't have to be so mean in these descriptions. That is a hit, but not enough. Wait, did you aim at it?
Yes, I did. 5 points.
That is enough to take it down and take us out of combat.
Concussed for life.
That aim damage really doing a lot of work. And everyone gets a hero point. Look how easy that was, even though that was a moderate to difficult.
I'm down in combat. Single digit health.
I still feel like we're being lulled into a sense of security by that one.
Well,
I will say, now you're going to choose hard next time, and it's going to be hell on earth.
Well, I will say these were
moderate ones.
Level, -1 creatures. They're pretty much bottom of the barrel.
I need 8 points of healing, is what I need.
I've got 8 points of healing.
I also need healing.
Lacardus would love to go to Zeldan for healing, but they cannot see Zeldan. Zeldan is invisible.
At the end of my turn, I become visible again.
Yay! Do you want to play a prank on anyone?
Because I can't see.
It's a good point. It's a good point. He had no clue.
Yeah, let's see. 2 plus double my level. We're still level 1, right?
Yeah.
So just 4 for each of you. So boop boop.
I'll take it.
Yep.
Oh, can I have one too or no?
Oh yeah. Boop. You got 4 too.
I would like. Could how is it 4 maximum?
Sorry, I'm all out.
Got him good.
Wait, how much are you down?
I'm down 5.
Down 5. Let me try to medicine you real quick.
Yeah. Do you guys want to take a little 10-minute break here before you move further into the facility?
And I would like to go through my process to get my focus spell back.
Sure. That's just 10 minutes of meditation right there.
Look, while we're waiting on the 10 minutes, Lacardus will bring over the ones he's just like knocked out, and he'll take them over to like Tavra and be like, would you mind doing like the favor? I don't really want these guys to come back, but I'm really hamstrung by some rules that I have to abide by. So, and you got like the big weapon and whatever.
You see,
you
one
want me to stomp
back.
Them for you?
You squeeze I'll stomp rats. Them. One is like having difficulty swallowing food. Another's crawling with only 2 legs.
Gotta put them out of their misery, right?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
They look up at you and meekly squee.
Just squee. Squee.
Aww.
Squee.
For little guys.
Lacardus pulls out a baseball bat and he's like, we could have a game of, pitch and hit if you'd like. No? All right. Well, that's, that's probably better. I'll put that away.
You are quite a violent person for someone who is against killing. I'm... confused.
Oh, no, you go ahead. God, sorry.
I'm just trying to make light of a sad situation. That's just a bad habit. I don't like violence. Violence is bad. Killing worse, way worse. That's why I don't do it. There you go.
He plays by like the jigsaw theory of morality.
I didn't kill anybody. Actually, technically, I just put a guy who was too big to crawl through razor wire in a bunch of razor wire.
That's not killing. My God. That's exactly what Lacardus is. Oh no. I made
you made an oopsie poops.
I made a jigsaw wannabe. Oh no.
Do you want to play a game? I'm Tyler's character.
Do I get that 5 back or anything else?
Oh, yeah. Looks 11 like back to you. So.
Oh, success on that medicine check. How are you doing, Miles? You got banged up pretty bad.
Yeah, that's why I said I want to take a 10-minute rest.
Oh, yeah, here I can also do a little healing on you if we've got a few minutes. Boop, 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 boop. How much did you take, Thayer?
I took like a 18? Total of like, I took 15 points of damage.
Okay, here, you know what? Let's just do this.
Everyone had 1 rat, and Hathayun had 3 rats.
All right, yeah, I'll just pop a heal spell on you. That'll be 11 points back.
Oh, that'll work.
So
that's something.
There. So now 10 minutes in, I get to purge my curse and everybody gets some healing and no one's mad at me.
Tavra, are you indeed murdering these dying, defenseless scrap rats?
Oh yeah, it kind of sounds fun. Just like take the end of my Doshko and stomp them.
What?
One at a time or try to get a threefer?
Ooh, that could be fun.
I can stack them up for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make an attack.
I mean, they're unconscious, so why not?
Yes. There you go. Oh my.
I succeed. Yes.
Yes.
Finally.
Putting them out of their misery, indeed. These ones kind of explode with what looks like a lot of gears and springs and things, but you see some pretty complicated entrails and bits and bobs in their bulbous center. Lots of not necessarily high tech looking things, but a lot of very serious looking hardware.
You know, I didn't.
So it's not high tech, but it's serious. Sorry. What's the distinction? It's like expensive, or
do you want to make a craft check?
Or does anybody have
craft? Yeah, it's not like computer bits and bobs, but it is like machined, gunned, kind of metallic. Maybe some wires.
I see. So more like clockwork than sort of the high tech machinery stuff we were used to.
Yeah, well, we've got some terrible rolls here.
Yep.
Well, Lethal didn't roll bad. Lethal, you're pretty sure that these guys have some kind of alternative setting because they look like they were disassembled frag grenades, commercial frag grenades that still have the explosives inside them. They didn't go off, but they could be with a number of work turned into frag grades for grenades again, you know.
So maybe those weren't antennas, those were pins.
they were. If you look at their body, they're kind of grenade-ish, chunky.
Yeah, so what kind of work would it take to turn these into? Well, does anybody have grenade proficiency? Is that a thing in 2E?
Well, I think they're just considered martial weapons. So,
does it take strength to throw them?
It's a ranged attack, I believe. I think you can use strength, but it is very similar to throwing in Starfinder First Edition. You just kind of pick an area and roll to attack that area, I believe, and then the creatures on the other end have to make some kind of save.
All right, who wants a grenade? Everybody, line up. I'll make you some grenades.
I start lining up on the other side of the room.
This will probably take a good amount of, not necessarily downtime, but hours each. You know.
Oh, hours each. Never mind. Sorry. Just put them in a bag. We'll make them later.
Put them in a bag.
They are dead, right? We killed them all.
Tavra, can you confirm?
I hope so. We're not going to have an explosive rat problem later.
Well, that I can't say. If they have frag grenade guts, then who knows what might set them off. But
now this is probably all the scrap rats in this entire facility. So
yeah, that's probably the more.
Yeah, well, that's good to know.
Yeah. This is their home. You came in the front door and you murdered four of them and
oh, that's why one was bigger.
Three
that was the mom one. That was the mommy. Yep.
And then proceeded to that you offed the children and the mother at the same time. Two of the children and the mother. Okay. Perfect. What do you guys rest up here? Maybe not at full strength, but after 10, 20 minutes or so, what would you like to do?
Keep trucking on.
Did you say there was something that reached out from the walls when these things got close?
Your spell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
You did. I was describing it to you. Where were you, Drew?
You were talking about some random effect that happened when I get it.
I just misunderstood.
All right, Tavra would be happy to lead the way and open the airlock door to enter the facility. Are we going south or north on this map?
Well, you know, we'll call it north the way that we're situated. You are on a floating space rock, so that there's not really holes per se. Why don't you guys put yourself in this 10-foot wide corridor here, kind of in your marching order, what we'd like your marching order to be.
I'm bringing up the rear.
I guess Hathion would be kind of close to the top or the front.
Yeah, well, place yourself where you would like to go.
Can't see anything. I'm going to refresh my 20.
There you go. Okay. Got you here. Feel free to open up a door there, and I'll show you. It is a very, very long corridor in front of you. Let's see here. I can't.
Whoa.
I'm pressing buttons on the side looking for
you are.
Hide reveal area.
Sorry, listeners. See, the turn order popped up.
And it's
you guys are so tricky with
scares
that.
Scares me.
Change
because it's startling.
Buttons look like all the time in Roll 20. All the time. Yeah, this is a long corridor. Maybe 70 feet long, 80 feet long, somewhere in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. That stretches probably one large side of one of the rocks, and towards the end you think that would be getting towards the kind of middle of where these two asteroids meet up. So it's not super long. The entire two asteroid connector is like,
I forgot we were on this butt asteroid.
Yeah, so it looks like there is a door at the end. It's about 100 feet away. I've elongated this map a little bit. And then there are two doors on either side, east or west, from where you're entering here. There's two closer to you and two about 70 feet away. What would you guys like to do? You've got a door to your left, a door to your right.
Do you want to choose a door or choose where we go? I will be here to back you up.
If you open it and there's a goat, we should open the third door.
I believe...
Jibbert, I got it. I just want you to know I got it.
Yeah. Monty Hall.
Let's try the door on the left. So I guess...
Do you want me to open it or do you want to
pop in there?
Great.
Okay.
Got my Doshko ready.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got it, but thank you very much.
Like the corridor outside, it seemed like this room is also built a kind of like a single module that was kind of built elsewhere, perhaps shipped to this installation, just inserted into the rock. But yeah, it seemed to be configured in kind of a spacious briefing room. You see several rows of auditorium-like seats. Each has what looks like a strange silver crown hanging on the armrest. There's a podium towards the front of the room, the furthest side from you. On it rests, on a slightly raised stage, kind of towards that side. And there's a large antique vid screen that takes up the front of the chamber behind the podium that seems to be kind of glitching out, throwing light in this room. And above the door there, an old style holo projector also flickers on and off.
Is it ominous? Is it spooky?
Yeah, the flickering lights maybe a little bit. Mm-hmm. There's like little bursts of kind of like static sound as well coming from the projector above the door from the screen. Seems like there's maybe some, you hear like little snippets of what sounds like language in there. So it's a little creepy, a little spooky. Do you guys want to head inside here? Or?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah.
It's too spooky out here. I'll go inside. It smells spooky out here.
Well, what does everyone make of this place?
What's the language that we're hearing snippets of?
Do you want to make me a society check?
Society check? I do. I society very nice with an 18.
Yeah, it sounds like bits of ancient Eoxian. You hear kind of a few words coming out. You sound and please do. Run. Let's go. Let's see here. The projector behind you kind of like seems to boot up some more power. You see what looks like flapping wings being projected into the room here.
This story is to be continued on the next episode of Cosmic Crit. You've been listening to the Cosmic Crit podcast. The Starfinder role-playing game and its adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and used with permission.